Tonight is Gimel Shavat. Traditionally, it's a very special time here in the yeshiva. The yahrzeit for Moshe Soloveitchik, the date which the Rav offered his legendary yahrzeit shiurim, Lamport Auditorium, a few blocks away. Mesmerized crowds, overflow, standing room only for 4 hours, listening on the edge of their seats, every single word that the Rav would say. Just thought it would be appropriate just to mention at the beginning tonight to have with Moshe Soloveitchik in mind. His neshama should have an aliyah, and we should continue in his legacy of Talmidim of the yeshiva, which he was such an important figure for us. Here we are. We're in the middle of finals. It's a time to contemplate completion of a unit, of a course, of a semester, and we should be very proud of that. As ambitious B'nai Torah, aspiring to excel in both our college studies as well as our learning, what can we learn for ourselves? What mussar can we take from the week of finals? Last week, I was meeting with a number of the incoming students. The FTOCs are coming in January, the end of the month, hopefully, from Eretz Yisrael. We had to do virtual bechinos again, hopefully the last time. And so, sometimes at the beginning of a bechina, I'll ask the Talmud, do you have any questions for me? Anything about the yeshiva you wanted to know about? Anything about the campus? Anything you have questions, I'm here to answer. Sometimes, once in a while, you know, Talmud would say to me, Rabbi, there aren't any tests, right? There's no grades for the shiurim. Just want to make sure, right? It's more chill. So I say, no, actually, no, they're most shiurim give a midterm and a final. And we expect you to remember what you learned and to do chazar as best as you can. And that is the philosophy here in the yeshiva. That's actually how we do things here. Setting goals, having a finish line, doing chazara, holding yourself to a deadline, accountability. These are things that don't always make their way into every yeshiva curriculum. But we should realize the advantage that we have, that it's ingrained in our mindset, this opportunity to set goals and to have accountability for our learning. There are many lessons related to this in the parashios that we've been reading, the parashios of Shovim. Just to mention a few. When Moshe goes to Paro, it's always with a plan. It's always with looking ahead, where we're going. Derech Shlosha Asyamim Nelech. Binareinu Vizkeinenu Nelech. We're not just leaving Mitzrayim. We're going to Matan Torah. We're going to our Sinai. We have a plan where we're going. There's a destination where we're taking Klal Yisrael. Sometimes Chazal explains to us, it's more than just having an idea of a plan, of a goal, of a destination. But when a person has and concretizes a machshava of what they're going to accomplish, it's as if they accomplished it already before they even began the journey. This week's parsha, the Torah says, Vayikra Moshe l'chol zikne Yisrael, vayom ra'lem, mishchu k'chu lachem, son l'mishchu k'choseichem, v'shachtu ha'pesach. This is on Yud Nisan. A few psukim later, it says, Vayeichu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, k'ashir tziva Hashem, it's Moshe v'aron k'enosu. Says the Mechilta, what do you mean? The pasuk says, go do this in 4 days. And the next pasuk says, a few psukim later, that they did it. The Mechilta says, Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael v'chim yad asu? Did they do it right away? V'lo lo asu ad arba asar l'chodesh. Elo, kevin shekiblu aleim lasos, male aleim akasav ki'ilu asu miyad. Once there was a commitment, once there was an obligation, we're going to do this, Moshe, you told us to do this, we're going to do it, the pasuk says, it's ki'ilu asu kevar, it's as if they did it already, miyad, right away. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, quoting this Mechilta, it's not just for B'nai Yisrael with the Korban Pesach. is for every single one of us. A person who accepts upon himself, the context he's talking about is tshuva, but a person who accepts, makes that a real true Kabbalah, once a person has a true Kabbalah, Hashem views it as if it's done already. And you have schar for all the mitzvahs that you're planning on doing right away, says the Shaar Tshuva. How is it possible? This is magic. So the Pachag Yitzchak, or Futner, in the 10th Mamar on Shavuos, quotes this idea from the Shaar Tshuva and this Mechilta. And he says, this is a unique thing only for Klal Yisrael. Goyim have Sheva Mitzvos, they have a Tzivui, but for us, it's not just the relationship between a Mitzaveh of an Eved, we have a Kabbalah, we have Kabbalah Satorah. And because Yisrael V'Araisa Chadhu, we are connected to the Torah, there's a bris, there's a relationship. Therefore, the Torah can say that Bnei Yisrael also as a Pesach ba'asar b'nisan. It's as if we did it already. When you have a relationship with another person, to take an analogy, so once the commitment is there, the relationship is about the commitment more than the specific actions. If you know that the other person is committed to you, they don't have to do what you were asking them to do already. You know they're planning on doing it, it's as if you did it already. You know the husband's going to take out the garbage. Before he took out the garbage, it's done. Because he committed, he said he was going to take out the garbage. When Klal Yisrael is committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem makes it as if we did everything already. It's all done. As once as we make that Kabbalah. One more idea related in the Parsha, on the Parshios. We're going to read soon in Yisro, "V'chodesh ha'shlishi yaseis b'nei Yisro ha'meretz Yisroim, b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai." Okay. V'chodesh ha'shlishi, they come to midbar Sinai. Says the next pasuk, "V'yisu mirifidim, v'yavo midbar Sinai, v'yachad midbar v'yichan sham Yisro k'neged har." Ask most of the Mefarshim, I don't understand. The end of pasuk Aleph says, "Bo midbar Sinai." The next pasuk says, "Vayisu mirfinu vayvo midbar Sinai." They were in midbar Sinai. Why does the next pasuk say they went to Refidim, then they went to Har Sinai? They were already in Sinai. Says Hashem Yishmol, beautiful idea. He says, not just thinking about doing what you're about to do, not just the Kabbalah. There's another level. There's a level of imagery, of planning, of thinking about you're already there. You're already at the finish line. Listen to these words. He asked the Kasha, "Vayatzarich lomar b'yom hazeh nosu mirifidim v'yavo midbar Sinai v'loyatzarich l'chol harichus v'nira shekan remez etza la'adam." The Shem Yishmol says we see a very important piece of advice the Torah is teaching us back in the context of Matan Torah. "Kemo sheYisrael b'rifidim rafu yideim min haTorah." The Yisrael, they were rafu yideim. They were in a bad place. They needed chizik. They had to get out of that place. Right now they're in Refidim. It's Rafi Yadayim. They needed to get to Har Sinai. What did they do? They imagined in their heads they were at Har Sinai. Once they imagined in their minds they were at Har Sinai, we're at Kabbal Satorah. We're not in this place where we are of Rafi Yadayim. We're at Har Sinai. The Torah says, you're there. Bo Midbar Sinai. They were in Refidim, but their mind was in Har Sinai. They're there. It's as if they're there already. Ve'alzeh be'emes nasu ki'ilu om yifnei Har Sinai. Ki be'mokom shedaito she'odam sham, harehu ki'ilu hayasham befo'al. Where your mind is where you are in reality at the same time, spiritually. They thought they were in Midbar Sinai. They thought they were standing by Kabbalah Satorah. They were at the mountain. That's where they were. The Torah says that's where they were. That's where their mind was. Where your goals are, where your mind is, where you think you're heading, it's as if you're already there. We were gonna give you the schar ready. So this is an important idea at all times, at all periods, especially as we develop ourselves, thinking about the end of a Zman, the beginning of a Zman. So a few things. Not only to make goals, we need to make goals. Not only should we concretize them, we should be writing them down, we should be plotting them out. We should also be imagining ourselves as if we reached the goal before we're even there. There's three different stages. You imagine yourself, you're already at the finish line. You're already making that siyum. At the end of Bava Basra, you imagine that already at the beginning of the Zman, that sefer that you were trying to learn, that seder, that extra seder that you're applying, that you're trying to add in. You imagine to yourself at the beginning of the Mahalach, I'm there already. And then the Torah views it as if you're there already. You set out to turn your dreams into reality. To bring mikoach el apal in a certain way. That's what the Shem Yishmael says. It's as if it's there already. You take the potential and you make it into reality. The truth is, this idea of mikoach el apal is also relevant to Bishvat, to the Chodesh Shvat as a whole. Rav Zevin is a beautiful piece towards the end, I think it's page Shin Beis, at the end of Laor HaHalacha, where he goes throughout Shas and he tries to explain a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, or Shammai and Hillel, depending on the context, is all dependent on koach and poel, the potential and the reality. He talks about that's the idea by Neres Hanukkah, that's the idea about doing malacha before Shabbos that will take place on Shabbos. That's the idea of hachana for Shabbos. Ayin Shem, he has 15 examples. And I saw that Ritzvika Reisman in his Sefer Rutz Ketzvi adds a 16th. He says that's also the machlokas whether Rosh Hashanah Lilanos is Aleph, is Rosh Chodesh Shavat, Beis Shammai, or is it Tesvav Bishvat, Beis Hillel? He says, because Aleph Shavat is the koach. It's the potential still. It's the Zman Chanata. Whereas by 2 weeks later, by Tesvav, you see the peros already, the poach, the action is already there. This machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about a perspective on life. Is it the koach or is it the poach? And what we're talking about tonight is when you have those dreams, when you have those she'ifos, when you have a plan, it's taking the potential, the koach, and make it into reality, into the poach. And this is really an important thing to keep in mind. The she'ifos is what gives us the ability to take the potential into the reality. So I'm asking you tonight to think about your potential, to think about your plans, to think about your short-term goals. What do you want to do in the next 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months? Where do you see yourself, imagining yourself in 3 years from now, in 5 years from now? But to dream big, to have very lofty goals. Because that's what the Gedolim did. The Gedolim had very, very lofty goals. A few examples. Rabbi Leibowitz texted me the following. I don't know where he saw this inside. I didn't have a chance to look in all the biography books. It could be titled autobiographical about Rabbi Leibowitz as well. We'll leave that up for you to decide. He said, Rabbi Avadia was a teenager. He wrote down a list of svarim he planned on writing during his life and then spent the rest of his life writing those svarim. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, it's at the Hakdama of the eighth Chelak of Igros Moshe. He says, when it comes to everything else, a person should be complacent, except for godless batora. Sha she'ifa eleha tzricha liyos lelo gevul. Kirak kaf efshar latzliach. The only way to have atzlacha, to have godless batora, is to have a she'ifa without a gevul. Now, I'm not exactly sure how you imagine yourself a she'iva without a gevul and standing at the end of the day. You probably need some gevuls to concretize that. But the she'ifos should be beyond what you think you can reach. It said over that Rav Baruch Ber had she'ifos when he was a young person. He said, they asked him, how did you become such a gadol? He said, when I was young, I had she'ifos, I wanted to be like Rav Kiva Eger. But it wasn't successful, Rav Baruch Ber said. I didn't reach Rav Baruch Ber. And I became a Baruch Ber. He said, but if I had she'ifos to be Baruch Ber, what would have happened to me? I became a Baruch Ber because I had she'ifos to be like Rav Kiva Eiger. Similarly, Rabbi Schreier told me a similar story about Rav Lichtenstein. Maybe he said this over to the Chevra, I think, a few times. He said that Rabbi Billet said when he was in the kol of Rav Lichtenstein, the beginning of the year, he would clap and say, okay, we're covering 80 blot this year. And then by the end of the year, they would cover 60 blot. And then the next year, we're covering 80 blot this year. And they cover 60 blot. After a few years, the Chevra came over to Rav Lichtenstein. They said, why don't you just say we're covering 60 blot this year, and we'll cover 60 blot. He said, if I told you we're only going to cover 60 blot, you'll see how many blot you end up covering. Because I said we were going to cover 80 blot, we're able to get to 60 blot. Just wanted to close the last few minutes over here with an incredibly inspiring story. The story's been around for about 10 years. Maybe I did hear it 10 years ago. I probably did, actually. But I was reminded of it recently. One of the gedolim of the recent generation that probably had the greatest she'ifos that we can relate to was Rav Nelson Tzvi Finkel, whose 10th yahrzeit was just a few months ago in November. There's a DVD that's put out. You can get an art scroll called Triumph of the Spirit. It's an hour video about Rav Nelson Tzvi's life. Very kedai for everyone to watch. If you need to borrow a copy, I have a copy. So the end, like minute 55, the end of the video, there's a story by Rav Nachum Stillerman. Rav Stillerman was a person who raised money from a large portion of his life. He was a very organized person. He actually came up with a whole system called the SMART system, how to keep yourself motivated with goals. And I believe after he retired from, he was living in America, he retired to Har Nof, and he was learning in Kollel. That was his plan. So it's his 70th birthday, and he was an old Talmud of the Rosh Yeshiva. He came to Rav Nelson Tzvi, and he said, these are my plans for the next year, what I plan on accomplishing. And I think it was basically, if I remember correctly, he was going to cover Bi'iyun, Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Pesachim. Not bad. Nosvi says, and this is not a plan. Go home. Come back with a bigger plan. So he goes home. He's trying to figure things out. He's making all these cheshbonos, how much times he has. He comes back to the Rosh Hashiva. He's going to finish all of Seder Moed. All of Seder Moed. He thinks he's up. I'm a chush of a person. I'm going to finish all of Seder Moed. He shows to the Rosh Hashiva. Again, Renosvi says, that's not a plan. You could do more. He says, where is all of Shas? Where is all of Poskim? Where is all of Tanakh? Where is that? Where you're missing so much? Come back with a real plan. So a little while later, probably took some time to put together. He comes back to the Rosh Yeshiva. He's holding three volumes of a printout. He said there's 2,223 pages. Not of what he learned. The plan was 2,000 pages long. Every single day was detailed what he was going to do, every minute of the day, what he was going to accomplish, how he's going to get through all the Kol HaTorah Kula. He puts it on the desk. He shows it to Rav Nelson Tzvi. And finally, Rav Nelson Tzvi says, yes, that's a plan. So Stillerman turns to the Rosh Yeshiva and he says, there's only one problem. He said, what's the problem? He says, this plan, these 2,000 pages, is going to take, according to my calendar, 23 and a half years to accomplish. How am I going to accomplish this? Maybe I should live that long. But 23 and a half years. So Stillerman says that at that point, the Rosh Yeshiva turned to him with a great ahava, with a great love, with a great affection. He was beaming. And he says to him, Nachum, look at me. Look at me. He opens up from underneath his desk large pages, very large pages, like architecture pages that you would see. And he pulls them out, and these were the master plans for the Mir Yeshiva. His plans for Nelson Tzvi is going to knock down all the pizza shops, all the stores, all the barber shores, everything in the vicinity. He's going to build up more buildings, more base measures, more places for the Talmidim of the Mir to expand the Mir beyond where the current buildings are at. He turns to Nachum and says, who do you think is going to do this? You think I can do this plan? Think I can finish this? I'm half a cripple. I can't do this. No way I can do this. Of course I can't. He says, but you and I have a great advantage. We both realize that we cannot possibly accomplish what we plan on doing. Everyone else fools themselves thinking that they can accomplish what they set out to do. But you and I realize that it's really for us to plan, but it's in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam whether the plans will come into fruition or not. All we have to do is to commit to doing as much as we can do and to aspire to do as much as we can. At that point, Rav Nachum concluded, and this is the last few words of the video, he says to each and every one of us, dream as if you will live forever, but act as if you will be gone tomorrow. The Rosh Hashiva is not here. His plans are still here, and his dreams are still here. May we be inspired to make plans, to dream lofty goals, and to daven with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be matzliach in all of your endeavors.